Cambridge MPP Belinda Carahalio says she was removed from Queen's Park Tuesday morning despite presenting a negative antigen test that follows an order issued to all MPPs by House Speaker Ted Arnett in September. That order required MPPs entering Queen's Park to either show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or present a negative antigen test every 48 hours. Carahalio tested positive for COVID-19 on November 17 and self-isolated until November 30. The House Speaker ousted Carahalio from the Ontario Legislature Tuesday morning, saying current advice from the Ontario Medical Officer of Health requires any member to stay out of the legislature for 90 days following a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. Carahalio disputes that assertion, citing an email she received from Region of Waterloo Public Health stating that workers are not required to provide proof of a negative test result in order to return to work activities. In a tweet Tuesday, the independent MPP said she provided a negative COVID-19 test regardless but was still ordered out of the legislature. Carahalio recently disclosed she'd contracted the disease, had mild symptoms and was recovering at home. She claims that because she's had the illness, she is the MPP least likely to spread COVID-19. The Cambridge MPP called Tuesday's move by the House Speaker an affront to democracy, and called the Ford government a disgrace. Today, I entered the legislature with a negative COVID-19 test. After taking my seat to ask the Ford PC Gov a question, the Speaker had me removed despite being the MPP least likely to spread COVID-19. This is an affront to democracy. The Ford Gov is a disgrace. Hashtag Onpoli, Belinda Carahalios, at B. Carahalios, December 7, 2021. In September, Carahalios railed on Twitter against a new rule that anyone entering Queen's Park must show proof of COVID vaccination or a negative test, calling the move disgraceful and undemocratic ruling that sets a dangerous precedent. Carahalios was ousted from the PC caucus in July 2020 for voting against Bill 195, which gave the Ontario government powers under the Emergency Measures Act to enforce lockdowns during the pandemic. Since then, she and her husband Jim Carahalios have formed the New Blue Party. A previous version of this story stated Carahalios was removed from the legislature for failing to provide proof of vaccination. Cambridge Today regrets the error.